Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It is the holiday season. Holidays are upon us. We've got pumpkin spice coming out our ears, going in our mouths. We've got Christmas music on the radio. We've got decorations. We've got excitement. We've got all of it. All of it. All this stuff is happening. You know what I love? When I say I love it, I'm not sure that I really love it. When somebody says, I don't know who needs to hear this. I don't know who needs to hear this, but here's the thing. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but I've got five things that I want to go through. And who knows, maybe this will turn into some kind of a recurring episode type on the old show here. Maybe it'll be a one-time thing, but mildly excited about it. So what is about to happen. So let's get started. Not sure who needs to hear this. But wait, I am pretty sure I know who needs to hear this. If you are crying over or attending crying sessions because of our recent presidential election, you, brother, sister, friend, need to hear this. If you make claims that you will move out of the United States of America to a different country if your guy or gal doesn't win, you need to hear this. And if you made those statements but never intended to leave and or have not at this point left, you need to hear this. So number one, you're in charge. You, brother, sister, have agency. You have personal agency over your life. There's this thing called locus of control, which I've certainly talked about in the past. But if you have an internal locus of control, that means that you feel like you have agency and you are in charge over a lot of your life. If you have an external locus of control, it's the opposite. You feel like everything is happening to you. You are a victim. There's nothing you can do. You are a victim of circumstance. That guy's fault. My teacher did this. My parents did that. This one time this thing happened to me. Because that's what this is.
If I don't get my way, I'm going to leave.
And I am so emotionally unstable and fragile that I'm going to break down into tears weeks after. Been a couple weeks, hasn't it? I think it has. Weeks after the election. An external locus of control is associated with a sense of powerlessness. When somebody has an external locus of control, they believe that their life outcomes are largely determined by external factors like fate, luck, or the actions of other people other than their own efforts or decisions. And if you think that, it's going to make you feel less in control of your circumstances, which is going to give you a sense of powerless and helplessness. It's just not a beneficial place to be. And this is probably one of those examples that shines just a super bright light on the reality that people are so different. That you, if that's you, I'm only sort of kidding. I'm only sort of beating up on you. And I'm making light of it because I want you to change. I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to move from having this external locus of control to having a more internal locus of control. I mean, if you are somebody who doesn't like what I just said, you're probably not going to like this. Just guessing. Stoics talk a lot about how we have very little control over the circumstances of our lives, but complete control over how we think, feel, and respond to them. And that's really, I really believe that to be true because I've experienced it firsthand in my life, but I've also seen lots of people adopt that perspective on life and moving forward and success and all those kinds of things. So it's okay to get bummed out. The last thing I want anybody to do is to run from their feelings. The opposite, I want you to stare those feelings right in the face, to feel those feelings, to experience them, to let them wash over your entire body. And then to make a logical, rational decision about how to move forward. I felt the feelings. I thought about how I feel about that. I thought about the whole experience. And I did. I was sad about it. But now I'm going to do this. I'm going to move forward in a manner and do things that are going to get me closer to the life that I actually want. That's what I wish for you. Number two. Valuable diversity has nothing to do with immutable characteristics. A lot of talk about how diversity is our strength. That is a bumper sticker that is stupid, kind of sounds nice, but it's not true. Definitely not true. It is vapid. It is bullshit diversity. It is worthless, intersectional, divisive nonsense. It is critical theory mumbo jumbo. It has no value. If you believe diversity comes down to the color of your skin or who you are sexually attracted to, or that people in your background hundreds of years ago, super bad things happened to you, if that's what you believe diversity to be, you are a basic bitch. And you need to hear this. Valid, actual, real diversity has nothing to do with what I was born with. It has everything to do with my ideas, my thinking, the things that I create and make, my experience, my perspective, my level of knowledge, the skills that I have developed, the expertise that I possess. If I can bring those to bear to an organization, to a company, to my family, to a friendship, to any kind of a relationship, that is of value. Being around people that are the same as me, bunch of oppressed people, not doing anything but screaming about it, no value. Zero value. Stop banging on about how diversity is our strength when you clearly know nothing about it. There's that. Number three. Merry Christmas, guys. Here's to all mankind during this holiday season. Did I get you with that one? There's a lot going on there. A lot going on with those words that I put together. If you're triggered, bothered, or you just want to pretend to be triggered, bothered by that, you need to hear this. It's Merry fucking Christmas. It's not Happy Holidays. It's Merry Christmas. Guys is a catch-all term that we were all good with up until about 10 fucking seconds ago. Guys, calm down. It's going to be okay. And Mankind, give me a break. If you don't like that, you can fuck right off. Done with that one. Number four.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Funny is funny. If you don't think funny movies are funny, you're a douche. If you don't think Superbad, Tropic Thunder, Kingpin, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Dumb and Dumber, Dodgeball, Old School, if you don't think that those movies are funny, if you're offended by a joke or by words in general, you're a douche. Get over yourself. If me calling you a douche is offensive to you, you're a douche. Get over yourself. Stop clutching your pearls. Stop wringing your hands. Stop telling me what I can make jokes about. Stop telling me what I can laugh at. And for God's sake, stop telling me what's funny. I think over the past couple of years, we've really borne that out. Because of all the dynamite comedies that have been released over the past several years, since we started talking about wokeness and intersectionality and trigger warnings and this, that, and the other thing, y'all tried. You tried to kill funny. You tried to kill humor. You tried to cancel all of it because you couldn't hear bad words that didn't really even bother you in the first place. You're just virtue signaling. Yeah. I'm a grown ass man. I'm going to laugh at whatever I want, whether you like it or not. All right. On to number five. I love you. I love you. You and I are way more similar than we are different. Just fundamentally it. You and I share most of the same values. Most. In fact, I go so far as to say 90% of the values that we share, or rather that we share 90% of the same values. 90% of the values. We share 90% of the values. Yeah. Too many words there. But I bet if you really, we just wrote down, it's what I believe in. This is what matters most. If you live in America, spend a lot of time here, you and I are probably pretty similar. Just wanting to get at things a little bit differently. And that's the approach that we ought to be taking. It was also very informative, instructive, all of these things after the election to see how both sides handled it. And depending on who you were looking at, you probably saw something different than I did. But this goes back to number one with the locus of control also. that there were a lot of people out there blaming people for why things happened. And then there were a lot of people who were saying, hey, we need to come together. And if you're in the camp, you're pointing fingers and you're blaming and you're saying that something happened, that's an external locus of control. If you're somebody who's saying it's time to come together, it's time to find our common ground and to set these differences aside, that's an internal locus of control. So I love you. I love you. If you believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our values are the same. If you think that your kids, that our kids should be safe walking to school, that they should be safe while they're at school, that we're fine to drink the water comes out of the tap. If you think that those things are good, we should have safe streets and clean streets, good schools, and the opportunity to work if we so desire, and the opportunity to pray to whatever God we want and to sing whatever songs we want and to make the kind of music and the art that we want to do and to do all of these things and to enjoy myself in the way that I want to enjoy myself, so long as it doesn't infringe on somebody else's ability to do the same, we're on the same page. I love you. Fundamentally, we do share many of the same values. I wish you nothing but success. I wish you nothing but success. You're worthy and deserving of it. I want you to get whatever you want in life. So long as you're not trying to control me, not trying to get me or compel me to do things that you think I ought to be doing. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. Take care of your own shit. Once you've done that, well, then maybe we can have a conversation about what I think about things. So, Merry fucking Christmas, guys. Merry fucking Christmas. So that was five. Not sure who needed to hear that, except I know exactly who needs to hear that. We all do. We all need to hear that. We all need to take and accept ownership for our own shit, for our own lives. We need to be able to laugh together, independently at ourselves and at funny things. Because just because things got unpopular or just because we got a little over our skis with cancel culture and other bullshit doesn't mean we can't get right back to having a good laugh at funny stuff together. And I'm forgetting about the other things that I talked about, but that's okay. You get the idea. You get the idea. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have five new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.